Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. Taking this phone off speakerphone. This is Todd Tomasella from the Dallas, Texas area, broadcasting from Safeguard Your Soul Radio. It's a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we've got a very intriguing topic today that we've titled War Was in His Heart. That's a scripture. It's 55th chapter of the book of Psalms, verse 21, where the psalmist says the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. War was in his heart. And I've got Brother Lawrence Jordan on the other line to discuss this important topic. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you, brother, and God bless everybody out there in Radio Land.
Amen. Several of you have seen Brother Lawrence's post on Facebook, etc., and he's very active in ministering the Word of God, and I've never told him this, but he's kind of a modern-day John the Baptist. Have you ever been told that, Brother Lawrence?
Yeah, I've been told I lost my head for Jesus several times.
Well, you know, we got 30 minutes. I've been worrying all night as to how we were going to fill those 30 minutes. Ha, ha, ha. When you and I get started, there's no dead air, amen? Because okay. I've been on your show several times, and I know there's never a dull moment there, but we've got a few more minutes left, I guess you could say 28 or so, and, you know, this is a subject that touches you and I because God has called us to put forth His Word, and it really draws a lot of fire from the wicked one, if you will. The Bible says the devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour, and he constantly wants to attack, manipulate, and infiltrate those God has called. They didn't call themselves, God forbid. I don't know why, Brother Lawrence, anybody would call themselves to this. That would be insanity.
Tell me. I think I've told you before, when the Lord called me to like preach and correct and rebuke, I wanted to run the other way. And I said, Lord, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to go get someone else. Like, I don't fit the bill. I can't speak. I don't look the bill. I don't look the right way. I got a nasally voice. I went through about 20 excuses, and he finally let me go through all of them. He goes, are you done now? He goes, you're right, you can't do it, but I can do it through you. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen. Like, beautiful.
I was flattened out. It's like, okay, I guess I'm out of excuses. That means I can't get out of this one.
Well, you know, that sounds like the process. That sounds like the process of Moses. Comes to mind, Gideon, and then, of course, Jonah did not want to do the calling God sent him to do. And anyway, another subject is very interesting. So
Jeremiah made his excuse also. He said, I want out of this. I'm too young. I can't speak. I'm uneducated.
Yeah.
Hey, I even tried to use the one I can't type. It still didn't work.
Oh, man. Well, you're doing a pretty good job now. Okay, so let me read the whole verse here, brother. This is a pretty good center point verse here. It's Psalm 55:21. We're going to get right into this, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you for listening. And I believe he will through his word and by his spirit. You know, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we're not ignorant of his devices, 2 Corinthians 2:11. We're not to be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We're also to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, folks, this may be a joke to some of us, but this is not a joke to the devil. This is not a game, okay? Listen to the verse again. Listen to the words of the Apostle Peter given by the Holy Spirit. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, you're a child of God, therefore your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, prowling, seeking whom he may devour. Also, Jesus says, Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Again, let's go to Psalm 55:21, Brother Lawrence, and I want to ask you some questions and open this up to you, actually, because I know you've suffered some great attacks, one even last night and this morning, from a lady who had attacked me, from what I'm understanding. But
they always get us in twos, don't they? They always get us in twos, don't they, brother?
yeah, exactly.
They're
You know, that's a verse comes to mind when you say that, Brother Lawrence. It's Proverbs 6:26, and I know this is physical, but it's also probably mainly spiritual. Listen to this. It says simply, the adulteress hunts. Notice, hunts. Aggressively goes after. For the precious life. And we know Jesus is that precious life. And through those who are preaching the precious life of Christ, who is the life, the adulteress, primarily Satan, and then those he has strongholds in, those he influences and possesses, like it sounds like he possessed a lady that had called you last night, and I'll let you talk about that in a second. They hunt for the precious life. They're like a shark that goes after the blood, smells it out, and goes right to it. Everybody has a target, if you will, depending on where their heart is. And for that wicked-hearted person who is thereby, by sin, by legal right, given over to Satan, they hunt for the precious life. And one of the things they do is they flatter, Brother Lawrence, as you know. Psalm 55:21, again, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Brother Lawrence, have you experienced some of what this verse is depicting?
Absolutely. And I was just looking at the last two verses also that go with that. That's an amazing thing, because it actually tells you when these people come against you. 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. 23 says, but you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. These wolves, these infiltrators, full men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. So look at how amazing that fits in with verse 21 right there.
That's beautiful.
These wolves, I learned from Charlene Clark and Dan Clark and Debbie Rainier and Mark Faber and Kryn Grieve and all of these wolves, they pack together and they study you. And they look for dirt, anything that'll look like any kind of slander to defame and destroy your name so that your followers walk away from your ministry. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. But they don't build, edify, and encourage the body.
That's
they
right.
are out to get you out as a body member of Christ. Their thing is to be the accuser of the brethren. And they accuse you night and day before God and the brethren, and they
That's
are breaking
good,
Proverbs chapter 6.
Now, let me interrupt you real quick, because I want to point this out to the audience, and I want you to keep going, brother. That's really good. That this is what Brother Lawrence is saying from the Scriptures clearly gives us a strong goad, if you will, a strong nugget of discernment truth from Scripture. If somebody is not edifying, loving, folks, the Bible says, without love, we are nothing, and he that loveth not knoweth not God. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. And if you're not loving the body of Christ, you're not ministering edification and grace and the mercy of God poured out as a drink offering of the Lord laid down before him, then you have no right, and you're not being sent of God, because he would not contradict his word to correct anyone, period. You're not even correcting yourself. That's where the rebuke belongs. Job 19:28. The root of the matter is in me. All I got to do is look in the mirror of God's word every day to see who's the most wicked person on the planet that needs Jesus more than anyone. And if you're not taking care of that and keeping in guard in your heart with all diligence, you have no right to try to project your own darkness on someone else, Romans 2:1-3, by trying to correct them. Even if you're correct, even if you're right about the error in their life, God's not sending you, because he said you got to get the logs out of your eye before he'll use you. Matthew 7:1-5, and also you that are spiritual, restore, don't condemn and and hurt, but restore somebody who's fallen in a sin and bear their burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6, 1 and 2. So we know the qualifications for correction. And when you got folks, Brother Lawrence, that are infiltrating ministries like yours and mine, like they've done, they specifically come after you to try to find out everything about you. They make up stuff about you. They bring up something from the past that may or may not be true. It doesn't matter if you're born again believer and you're walking in the light. It's all washed away. But they're going to try to grab anything they can to use against you, as you said so eloquently, brother, and discredit you. But it's not working. It's actually forging greater relationships, and it's getting rid of the dead wood, people that really aren't. Their hearts really aren't right with God, so they're going to turn against you from some slanderous lie. Well, that's the kind of person, in my estimation, you want out of your life because they're not real. Brother Lawrence, go ahead, man.
Proverbs 6, let me actually go there right now. It talks about these people. This is actually a major abomination to the Lord to bring accusations against your brethren that are purposely not true and made up as false witnesses. I'm going to go here. Let me go there right now. I was actually just inviting some people to the show just now. See, Proverbs chapter 6, and here, the wicked man, in verse 12, a worthless person is a wicked man who walks with a perverse mouth. He winks his eyes. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. That these wolves study us. Now, wolves study their prey. So they can go in for the kill and grab you by the jugular vein. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, a twist running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord amongst the brethren. See, these guys are murderers of the faith. They are not builders of the faith. All they want to do is pretend that they're one of us, but they've got their wolf and sheep's clothing costume on, and their mouths are mouths of destruction. Everywhere they go, they bring division, but they don't unite the body of Christ, you know.
Amen. Which is telling you that's not the Holy Spirit. That's absolutely a demon behind that. That's the spirit behind.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I had a guy, speaking of that, come on. He doesn't edify, doesn't ever converse or fellowship. He's a pastor of a church here in the Dallas area. And this devil came on and lied about me on a post recently on Facebook. And so I immediately blocked this guy, and I emailed him. And I got to tell you, I was pretty fired up, man. I nothing to hide here. I'm not trying to defend myself, but I called him a coward and said, I want you to call me. We live in the same city, and you're going to go ahead and lash out at me on the internet, and it's not even true? Man, call me. Get a backbone, get a spine, and call me like a man. And I'm going to tell the audience that right now, gentlemen. If you're too far away, call them, okay? If you're local, go see them. Sit down, eye to eye, man to man. Deal with stuff that way. That's how Jesus said. He said, you go to your brother between you and him alone, quote, between you and him alone. You sit down eye to eye. But, you know, when you're hiding in darkness, Brother Lawrence, you got something to hide. And that's one of the things I told this, quote, unquote, pastor. He's a NAR. Really, any NAR leader is a warlock. That's a warlock.
Yep.
He was spurned by the truth we were preaching and exposing this stuff. And so them demons further manifested in him, and then he lashes out at the messenger. Listen, attacking the messenger is never going to change the message, nor the one who gave the message. And the fact that we're going to have to give account to him one day soon, folks, every one of us, and that's the Almighty. So you can attack his messengers all you want, but that's not going to change judgment, which is lying and pending before every one of us. Now, Brother Lawrence, you had an attack, as I mentioned earlier, last night and today. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. It's kind of funny is both Todd and I believe our ministry, both of our Watchman ministries were infiltrated by this individual. Not going to give a last name, but Louise. And I actually met her, I believe, on the Watchman's Cry Forum.
Well, and, I get the last name. It's Louise DeBrule, right? D-U-B-R-U-L-E.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman is she's outright satanic.
Jezebel. Yeah, and you know, we don't say that as name calling. We say that as spiritual discernment, because by their fruits we shall know them.
There it is.
I kept having red flags over this woman, the wishy-washiness and this I was a new ager, guys. Before I got saved and gave my life to Jesus, I'm very sensitive to spirits around me. I got to get to discerning the spirits, and I can see the spirits inside people's eyes and things of the sort. And I had always a bad feeling about her, and her followings were like Sid Roth, Bill Johnson, Rick Joyner, Bethel Church, all of this occult NAR stuff, which is full-blown witchcraft. And when I finally cut her loose several months ago, her other account, and here she comes with a new account trying to friend request me. I examine everybody's Facebook account, and she had New Age mystical pictures all over the place on her new account, and she had all those same false teachers, which I confronted her about in private messaging. I go, what's the deal with all this? And she acted like real stupid about it. She goes, oh, I'm just watching them. No, you're following them, because you're not to have fellowship with darkness, but rather expose them. You don't even want that stuff on your Facebook page. Timothy Colton and I have talked to people about this, that you are not to have an appearance of evil to your brothers and sisters, that you're promoting false teachers. You don't want false teachers on your wall. You want righteous things, but everything's are good and lovely and good and on these things. And you want those who are preaching the truth, which very few are. Very few. I don't even have hardly any teachers on my likes anymore. You know, I've taken them all off, because people need to ultimately follow in Jesus and the Bible themselves. And he's given us the Holy Spirit Comforter, so that we are not deceived in the last days. We shouldn't be heaping teachers. We should be putting Jesus on the throne in our lives and making the Comforter, Spirit of Truth, the one who opens up the revelation to the Scriptures to us, so that we can have eyes to see and ears to hear the Good Shepherd. You know, so many are getting deceived because they're following man and not following Christ. And that's one of our biggest mistakes. You know, I was so guilty of that, brother. I've heaped all those Calvary Chapel preachers to myself. There was some good stuff out of that, but they mixed it with poison, you know, like all of the rest of them did. They're part of the beast also. You know,
Brother Lawrence, you mentioned something a minute ago that is extremely important, and really, I believe the Holy Spirit's putting a finger on it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we've got to be careful, because Jesus told us, that's what really matters, as Brother Lawrence is talking about, is following Jesus. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. He's specifically talking about false teachers. And in Matthew 7, he said, you shall know them by the fruits twice. Know in the Greek means to discern, to distinguish. It is not wrong judgment to know them by their fruits. In fact, he commanded it right there. You shall know them by the fruits. That is a command. We are to know others. How? By their fruits. Now, this lady, Louise DeBrule, that you're talking about right here, actually attacked me to Brother Lawrence by saying, I rebuke Brother Todd because he thinks that he can determine who's saved and who's not. Well, Jesus told us we could. You'll know them by their fruits. Listen, folks, you will know me by my fruits, whatever that is. Well, if I've got something to hide, then I don't want that. You see, only those that are living in darkness do not want fruit inspectors. But we're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and to look at stuff for what it is. If you and I are standing on the side of the road, Brother Lawrence, and a blue car passes by, that is not a red car. That is not a gray car. You can argue it all you want. It's a blue car, period. Okay?
No, brother. there's one thing I got to share with is, the Bible says, have no fellowship with the works of darkness, or rather expose them, for it's even shameful what they lie and do in secret, Ephesians 5:11-12. Now, if someone's departed from the faith, dabbling in doctrines of demons, into the occult, New Age metaphysical stuff, which all of this NAR prophetic movement is just that. I was an ex-New Ager 5 years in that stuff. I can spot that stuff and sniff it like a bloodhound. And when they're dabbling in the occult, are they still our brothers and sisters when they've changed from light to darkness? No, because 1 Timothy 4:1-2 says, the Spirit expressly says in the latter days that many would depart from the faith, that means Jesus in the Bible, and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. That person is reprobate and apostate. They've turned away from the faith. They're no longer your brother and sister, because they have turned from Jesus to the devil, to the Antichrist. They are dabbling with the very beast himself, and now they're worshiping the lying signs and wonders that come according to the lawless one of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They are in that strong delusion. God gave them over. He says that he will. They love not the truth. Our foundation is the truth. The way,
Amen.
The truth, and the life is who Christ is. And if you've left that foundation, you are not abiding in the vine. You have left the vine. You're no longer bearing fruit on your vine. And John 15 says that you will be cut down and thrown into the fire, the scriptures say. That's the tares.
Amen. So, and listen, I want to make this, I want to say this, Brother Lawrence. That's such a good point. The truth is the truth. The Bible says, lie not against the truth, James 3:14. Listen, guys, every one of us has a lot to learn as we grow in grace together. And God wants us to humble ourselves and become teachable like the psalmist who says, Lord, let the righteous smite me. It shall be an excellent oil. Psalm 141, I believe it's verse 5. And so we have to get teachable, humble, and remain teachable. And, you know, some of you younger guys, y'all need to allow brothers that are a little bit older than you, have been in the Lord a little, whatever, walking in the Word, to let them help you, let them teach you. I've got several elders in my life that, you know, actually on a regular basis, you know, speak into my life and corrections and, you know, about maybe my attitude, how I'm coming across and or what I might be saying and maybe an imbalance here or there. And so somebody saying, man, it sure isn't working very good, Brother Tom. No, kidding. But I've got to listen to those voices and follow Christ ultimately. But God puts people in our lives that we have to remain teachable, because not one of us is above the law, amen? This is very important. And we're not to be lashing out and trying to defend ourselves every time when a brother's just trying to help us to grow in grace, amen, as we grow in grace together. Now, I've got some good news, Brother Lawrence. I know you're going to love this. I haven't shared it with you yet, or anyone. You know, a sister that lashed out at me on a post that she disagreed with, it's okay to disagree with me. I'm just a man. But when you disagree with the Word of God, you know, the Word of God says we're set for the defense of the gospel. We must earnestly contend for the truth. And of course, hopefully we're doing that in love. But, you know, she lashed out. And then she came back later that day and completely apologized and said, she asked me to forgive her. I mean, I was about in tears, Brother Lawrence here. And she comes to the knowledge of the Lord brought her there, obviously very teachable, as we're talking about here, and humble. She says, thanks, I discerned an evil feeling about this regarding false witnesses. And anyway, whatever the subject was, the Lord got a hold of her and corrected her. And she gives me all kinds of verses concerning the truth, confirming what was being preached. And I'll tell you what, I just about had me in tears right there, brother. And that's the good news.
Well, you know,
a lot of people.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit, I mean, the Word of God says, brother, that those who are born of God hear us, and those who are not born of God do not hear us. Therefore, we'll be able to tell them, you know, by that. There's a scripture that talks about that. You know, if they truly have the Spirit of truth in them, the Lord's going to, he's going to spank them. He's going to wake them up. He's going to bring scriptures back to the remembrance and say, you remember what I said in my word? And I tell you, the Lord does that to me all the time. You know, the Holy Spirit brings scripture. I'm not a genius. Oh, my word, I'm Polish. I got it all bad for me. You know,
well, I'm Italian, so maybe worse, right?
I rely on the power of God and the ministering of the Holy Spirit inside of me, because I know in myself I can do nothing right. And
amen,
it's got to be the Lord. He gets the glory that way. That way you can stand back beside yourself, say, he did it, give him all the glory. Amen?
Yeah. Amen, brother. I tell you what, I'm going to say this. I want to encourage you, now you're going to have to put your seatbelt on when you do this, but I want to encourage you to add Brother Lawrence Jordan on Facebook. And how else can people connect with you, Brother Lawrence?
They can find
way?
Me. I got YouTube channels. I've got under Larry Stefanski. I'm on Google Plus. Oh my word! I'm plastered all over Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. Yeah. Oh my word! There's a lot of stuff. Block Talk Radio, Cross Talk Radio. And
okay, what's the name of your Blog Talk Radio program, brother, so they can look that up on there?
It is called Crosstalk Radio, and you can find
Cross
that in the search.
Radio.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, feel free to add Brother Lawrence Jordan. Can testify being friends with him and regularly talking on the phone with him for several years now, that he is a blessed brother. I love this brother, by the way. He's precious, and he's got a heart after the Lord. He's growing in grace like all true believers are, and it's exciting times here for the King's children, brother. We're going home soon. We are King's kids, but we're not home yet. And there are things to be overcome, you know, the flesh, the world, and the devil, and it's through Christ alone that we can overcome. You know, Brother Lawrence, as we close here, we got just a few minutes left. The love of many is waxing cold, as Jesus said it would. Because iniquity is abounding, and there are those who are walking in hatred, and that's what we see here. The works of the flesh include these kind of things, variance and emulations, which means striving to excel at the expense of another. That's an interesting word. It's easy to read over those 17 soul-damning sins there in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. But that's one of them, emulations, striving to excel at the expense of others. In other words, kind of the picture of putting your foot on somebody's head to elevate yourself upward. That's nothing but pride, which will not enter into the kingdom of God. We must humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. And that is the daily cross, folks, right there, is that you're announcing that you're dead today and your life is hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:3, that you are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Or as Paul said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We must ask ourselves, in light of these lash, we didn't even get started because we've been attacked by so many people, and that's not necessarily the whole subject to go through, hash out all of these specific venturous incidents, I should say. But there are lots of them, and brother, perhaps next time we get together on the show, we can talk about some of those specifically, because I know a lot of people want to hear that and how they were handled, et cetera, where we did right and maybe where we did wrong, you know, in handling those attacks. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, et cetera. There are nine of them, Galatians 5:22-23. But the works of the flesh are being manifested in our lives wherever we're not whoever's not taking up the cross, denying themselves, as Jesus said, you must do to follow him. That's key, folks, is the daily cross. We must be crucified with Christ today. We must say, Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease. And Father, we pray for everyone listening, and Brother Lawrence and I, because we need it the most, Lord, that you would anoint us to the burial of self, to be crucified with Christ by the help of thy Holy Spirit, Lord, this day in the name of Jesus, that you might be glorified by the fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's weary of the manifesting, Brother Lawrence, in our daily life, the works of the flesh, 17 of them listed there, by the way. This passage is Galatians 5:19-23. Folks, I want to encourage you to read that today very carefully. There are 17 works of the flesh, 17 manifestations, variations of how ugly the fallen man will be if we don't put off the old man and put on the new man. Got 1 minute left, and I want to encourage you toward the cross today, folks, because when we lay down our lives and let Christ raise them up, propelled by his Spirit, the divine person of the Holy Spirit, there's going to be love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is going to be glorified. John 15:1-16. I want to encourage you to get in there. John 15:1-16, all about an abiding relationship with heaven's King. He's coming soon. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and we'll talk again soon. SafeguardYourSoul.com and GreatCommissionAdventure.com. God bless you.
God bless you.